been good enough to join us, PGA Tour media manager, who's our man on the ground in the world of the PGA Tour. There's some news, obviously, that Adam Scott has tested positive for the coronavirus. Benny, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, guys, live from California, where, yeah, Adam Scott got the news this morning. It's a shame, but he's out of the Zozo Championship and, you know, going to self-quarantine for the next 2 weeks.
So just explain the situation for our listeners, that a player's tested before they get to the course, or were they tested before they're allowed to enter? How does it all work from the testing regime over there?
Yeah, we're in a bubble, basically, across the tour, and this includes myself, where when you get to the new venue, you must undergo a test. You wait out the 2 hours or so it takes for results to come through. If you get a good result, you're allowed on course, and then off you go for the week. And, of course, the testing is there all week if you're not feeling so great or think there might be something a little off. And my understanding is that Adam was fine yesterday, but this morning was feeling a little bit dusty and decided to go for another test, and he's got the positive result, and as such he's straight into lockdown.
Have you spoken to him?
Not directly, no. Obviously he's very disappointed and a little bit apprehensive and worried, I guess, as you could imagine. If this affects everybody differently, you never know how it's going to affect you. So, yeah, he's a little worried, but he's, thinks everything will be okay. He's got to make sure he's now away from, obviously, his kids and his wife and whatnot for a week or so, though, as well, 2 weeks or so, which is a little frustrating for him. And we're only a few weeks off from the Masters as well. So things not going according to plan in his world, but I'm sure he'll be fine and bounce back from it.
Ben, we were talking earlier this morning when we heard the news, and it's sort of like, Adam tried to completely stay away from America for as long as he could. He spent most of this year in Australia before going across for the majors and all that sort of thing. And so I would imagine it's kind of rocked him a little bit because he felt a lot safer in Australia.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty fair assumption to make. He has definitely been one of the most, if not the most, cautious player amongst this situation. So for it to happen to him is sort of definitely a little bit surprising. He's taken all the right precautions, all the right measures, but it just shows that you can probably do all of that and still, be at danger or whatever of contracting it. So, there's still a chance that maybe it's a false positive or something along those lines. But as I said, he wasn't feeling his absolute best this morning. So it's likely that we won't see him, obviously, next couple of weeks on tour, and he may be back next. We'll see him. Will probably be Augusta.
So, Ben, we've got Tony Finau, Dustin Johnson's another one that's tested positive, Adam Scott, three of the bigger names on tour. Is that unnerving at all for tour officials that it's sustainable moving forward, or are the percentages so low that it's just something that the PGA Tour have got to accept is going to happen and it's just they've got to push forward?
I think it's pushed forward at the moment because, as you said, comparatively to the numbers overall, while we've had, I think it's now 15 players test positive since the return, there's been no sort of contact spread for any of those at this stage. So it's not like progressed through the tour via the individual positive tests. As long as that's the case and the lockdown still works in that regard and there's no sort of super spreader situation, I think that things can go on how they're going. But it's the unnerving part, I guess, for the players is, when they get the test each week waiting, and I can imagine that the pre-tournament tests for Masters Week will be one that people will be really anxious about.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The biggest tournament of the year, more often than not, of course, in a different time zone and a different part of the calendar this time around due to the whole situation. Benny, we know you've got some stuff to do over there in the States getting ready for this tournament, so we'll let you get back to it. Appreciate your insight.
No worries, guys.
Great stuff. Ben Averill, PGA Tour media manager, our man on the ground. Adam Scott tested positive for the coronavirus, has pulled out of the Zozo Championship this week and the PGA Tour. And I forgot about the Masters. I must admit, I'd forgotten that was just around the corner. Until Benny said that, and that would be something that Adam would be very, very mindful of, you'd imagine, getting back to Augusta National and having a good showing and being in good condition for another good showing there at Augusta for the Masters. So we'll see how he's tracking. I'm sure we'll hear more about it in the coming weeks from an Adam Scott perspective. We'll get to a break. The early mail coming up after this. So we're at Ballarat today. I think our record's pretty good there. I'll check the spreadsheet during the break.